Okay, today's daf is Kilayim Daf Zayin, and we are on Zayin Amud Aleph on top in this new Masechta of Kilayim that we started this past week. And today we get into a Mishnah that's quoted in Masechta Shabbos, Masechta Erevin, because it has to do with numerous halachos. This Mishnah from Kilayim, as we will see. We'll get into issues of Muksa, we'll get into issues of Maisris. At the end of the daf, we get into Davar Sheinu Miskavein, a lot of the exciting halachas that come up on today's daf. Okay, so we start on the top. Hatomein lefes utsnonos takas hagefen. So if somebody, it's tomein, what's tomein? From the word tamun, hides. It means they didn't have refrigeration in the days of old, so they used to put their vegetables, in order to keep cool, they put them in the ground. So what if they put the vegetables in the ground under a vine, right? So is that kilai hakerem, right, under the vine? Is that kilayim with each other? The machlokas, Rambam, Ravid, other Rishonim, in terms of whether lefes and snon, is there an issue of kilayim with each other, or is it lefes or tznon, right? What is meant in this Mishnah? But either way, you put it into the ground. Let's say the Pasha Pshat, that it's a question of whether it's Kilei HaKerem. We say it's not Kilei HaKerem because your Kavana here was to be Tomini. Your Kavana is just to put it in the ground to cool it, keep it cool, and not to plant. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, L'shamran v'lo l'zriya kamachavein. You're just doing it to guard, to protect, and not to plant. Or the Mara Fulda earlier. Shiyu nishmarim tachas hakarka. Right, you want it just to be safe there. Shalo kederach shtila. Not in the normal way of planting. Goli daite sheina rotze b'ashrash asan. You have revealed your das. You're not interested in it taking roots. Right, as we'll see in the Gemara, that you planted it as a bundle. Right, that also is a clear-cut proof that you're not planning to get to take root. So Atomi lefes v'sarot esachas agefen. So imha you mixas ha'olin megulin. If some of its leaves on top were open, were revealed, and we'll see that detail is only mishum the hilchas Shabbos shebo. Because of the issues of muksa, if none of the leaves is all under the dirt, then you're going to have to get touch the dirt directly, which is muksa machmas gufo, in order to get to the vegetables. So that would be a problem. So it has to be that the leaves are sticking out. So when you want to pick it up on Shabbos, you just pick up the leaves, and the dirt around it will mamela fall off, but that's called tiltul min hatzad. That's moving in an indirect fashion, and therefore there wouldn't be a problem for Hilchah Shabbos either. So if you planted the Iker Halacha is that you planted them for Hatzmana. You didn't plant them for Zeria. So if they are Meguleh for Hilchah Shabbos, Eino Choshesh, in all these cases, there's no problem. Lo Mishum Kilayim, V'lo Mishum Shvius, V'lo Mishum Maisrus. All three cases. There's no issue of Kilayim here. Why? Because it's not Derech Zeria, to look in the language of the Mara Fulda. Delav Derech Zeriahu, right, as we'll get to. It's a bundle, or that wasn't your Kavana. V'lo Mishum Shvius. And if there's no Shemitah, there's no Kedusha Shvius here, if it grows and it's in the ground during Shemitah, you might say that the land has Kedusha Shvius, so anything in the land is going to have Kedusha Shvius. Even if it grew a little bit, doesn't matter. It's still not a problem. Even if it's Mosif because of the nutrients of the ground, it's still not going to be a problem. It's not going to have Kedusha Shvius. V'lo Mishum Maisrus. And also, it's not going to have Achiv of Maisris, right? Says the Mara Fulda, Ein Achiv La'aser, Kishe Yitzvosh Osar Mimakom Shetmina, when you take him out of the ground. Because it says, V'chol Maisar Mizera Haaretz, and this is not Zera Haaretz. You already must have been Ma'aser when you were Kotef, and you cut these vegetables in the first place, right? Maiser Garak is Durabanan, but you must have done it in the first place, but when you replant it, so that is not going to be an issue. There is a major discussion in the Rishonim in Shabbos Daf Nun, where this Mishnah is quoted, and that is this only if it hasn't taken root? Right. Let's just read two more words in the Mishnah. V'nital on b'Shabbos, and they can be picked up. It could be picked up on Shabbos. Why? Because it's ki'ilu Mara Fulda dekiktlushin damyan. Right. It's like it's detached. It's in the dirt, but it's like it's detached. V'ochzin ba'alin hamagulin amotzian, and you pick it up by the leaves and you take it out. V'yava gav the mazes off for mimkomo. I guess we'll discuss this first because it's here. And even though you're moving the dirt when you pick it up by the leaves, the dirt that was covering it is falls in. You're moving the muksa in an indirect way, where you're not touching the muksa. You're moving it in an indirect way by moving something that's mutter. And if it's tiltum and atzad, if it's moving muksa in an indirect way for the need of a dvar heter, That's mutter. You're not touching the muksa item. Umutter. So you're not touching the muksa item. You're indirectly moving the muksa item because you're moving a mutter item that you're interested in moving the mutter item. That's mutter. Meaning what's mashba? And this is based on the Gemara there in Shabbos Daf Nun and the Gemara the Rishonim in Shabbos Mem Gimel. And that is if I'm moving in a non muksa item because I ultimately want to move the muksa. That's not allowed. Tzolam natzal l'sorach davar muksa. Is could be a is, that's not what's going on here. Here is Toltu Minatzad, Tilkut Kalachar Yad, Litzarev Tavar Mutter. I want to get the vegetable out. Right? So that's what the Rishonim discussed. That's what's discussed in Hilchas HaMuksa. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Yud Aleph. Shin Yud Aleph is one of the simanim about Muksa. Right? The big simon about Muksa is Shin Ches. Shin Ches, but a couple that's Dvar Ma'amutar Ma'asrom L'Talta V'Shabbos. But if you look in Shin Yud Aleph, it talks about Dine Meis V'Shar Tiltu Menatzad. So the Shulchan Aruch says here in Siv Ches, Tiltu Menatzad L'Sorach Dvar Mutter Mutter Hilkach. What's the case? Tznon, our case, Kilayim, Aleph Tes. That's what the Baragola quotes. Our Mishnah is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Right? Hilkach Tznon, Shetaman Ba'aretz, a Tznon, a radish that you put into the ground. U'miksas Aleph Megulim, and some of its leaves are sticking out. Below Hishrish, and it didn't have hashrasha, so that's going to be clear for Shabbos. For Hilchas Shabbos, it cannot have been taken root. If it took root, then you cannot take it out. Doesn't matter what your kavana was. Right now, it's attached to the ground. So if you detach it from the ground, that's going to be the malach of kotzer. What about the other halachas? We'll get to that, Be'ez Hashem, soon. But back to the Shulchan Aruch, if it didn't take root, and some of the leaves are sticking out. V'gam lo niskav in lizriya, and when you put it in the first place, you didn't have kavana for zriya. Note low, Ava Pisha, Benetilaso, Mezes Afra Bimkom, you're allowed to pick it out of the ground, even though by picking it up out of the ground, I'm going to be moving the dirt. The Ava Pisha, Hosef Machmas Lachmas Akarkin, even if it grew a little bit because of the moisture of the Karka Mutter, it's still Mutter there. Right? Vitiltu Bagufo, Tiltu Bagufo, Afil Zorotavar Asr Mutter. Right? If it's Tiltu Bagufo with my body, that's different than Tiltu Manatzad. Right? You would think, you know, the question is, which is more chomer? You might have thought, one is more chamer, but the shorah goes in this direction. Tiltu manatzad is usur unless it's for the davar hamutter. Tiltu begufo, let's say I move something with my elbow. So that's going to be mutter even with tzorach davar hamuksa. Afilu tzorach davar usur mutter. Hilka kash shalamita. Distamo muksa lasaka. Let's say I have straw on my bed and a mattress in the olden days. Mattresses where they just had a bunch of straw in their bed. So they're going to go onto the straw. The straw is muksa, because the straw is going to be used for, I don't know, for heating, for making bricks. So I'm allowed to go onto the straw and move my body around to get it to be the shape of my body, to be comfortable. Minano o bagufo. I'm allowed to be minanea and move it bagufo. That's called tiltu bagufo. It says tiltu manatzad. That's moving something which is going to cause the muksa item to move. And that's only mutter l'sorach davar hamutter. And tiltu bagufo, which is mutter even otherwise. That's what the Mishnah says, and that's quoted here in the Shulchan Aruch. You look at the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura says in Sif Katan Chav Zayin, you didn't have kavana lizriya. Dim hayan is kavin lizriya. Afshal hishrish aser. If you had kavana to be zoreya, even if it didn't take hashrash, it's aser. Wow. Taking something. This is the example. The machlokes, the minchas chinuch, and the rishash. If you put a seed on the ground and then you pick it up. You had put a seed on the ground with kavana to be zoreyit. And then on Shabbos, before you did anything, you picked it up. It wasn't zoreya, it wasn't hashrasha, nothing. Is that usur? So Mishnah Berurah says here, like those we shown him, if you had kavana lizriya, afshalish was usur, kivin dimitchila hayerotza bashrashasan, utimunin bekarkeg derech hazriya, and you put it into the ground. V'ayim magan avram sheik shalzeh, tekaim alon, techitin shazoram bekarkeg, v'adayim lishrishu, mutalakten alachlan. We call Makom and Lozes Mipsaka Machaber. The Machaber is Mashma that if you did it Lizria, if it's in the ground, not example, maybe the example that I gave with a seed on the ground, but once it's in the ground, even if you take it out, is going to be a problem. Okay, so that is the first element of the Muksa element. What about the other element that I mentioned? So if there was Hashrasha here, if the root started growing, so then for sure it's usur to take it out for Shabbos. What about the other halachas? That's not so clear. Meaning, if there was already Hashrasha, do we still say, Eino Choshesh, Lomishum, Kilayim, and Shvias, and Maisrus? Right, so that's a discussion that we've shown him here in Shabbos on Daf Nun. Tosus discusses Al Kain Belohish Bisholish Rishumairi. We're for sure talking about where there was no Ashrasha. The Bishrishaloy and he told him Shabbos. Because if there was Ashrasha, you wouldn't be able to take it out on Shabbos. What about the others? So Tosus comes at it from the other direction. Tosus says, what's the Chiddush regarding the Meiser line? Bishlama, Tosfos says, Kilayim Bishvias, Itzrach Lashminan, Delogas Rinan, Kishemiskavin Lahatmin, Otu Dilma Asulanota. You might have said that by Shemitah and Kilayim it's Asur, Basmidir Abanan, Otu, that you might say it's Mutter even if you did it to plant. Aval Meiser, Amainate. Afilu Hishrishu Lo Shayach Meiser, Kiva Deleko Tosefes. Meiser doesn't go by Hashrasha. Right, Maisa requires Tosefes. So Tosefes discusses that. So Tosefes says, "V'yishlomar." No, usually things do grow. Okay, that's what Tosefes says. And Tosefes also says, like the Shulchan Aruch at the end, "V'dafka nakat tomein avu miskavin lenetia choshesh mishum kulan." Choshesh mishum kulan. The older Rishonim, the Ramban, the Ritva, all the Rishonim there in Shabbos Daf Nun discuss this. Also, I'll read it from the Ritva. Umayi beloish b'shaloish rishu. Right, it's loish rishu, or else it will be aser mishum tolish on Shabbos. Im kein and b'shaloish rishu, pshita she'en achosh mishum shviyas v'kelayim v'maiser. Right, all three. If there's no ashrasha, then what's the havamina that it should be shviyas kelayim v'maiser? The yesha pireish, and he says, the mastisan l'tzadin k'tani, the le'inyin Shabbos mairi kishaloish rishu. The idach mili mairi kishahish rishu. So the Ritva has a daya here that the other halachas, if this Mishnah didn't discuss Shabbos, then it would even be, if I'm Tomein, a lefes and it's known in the ground, even if there was Hashrasha, there's no issue of Kelayim Shvius and Maisris, because my Kavana was to be Tomein. That is a Deya. Deya here in the Ritva, it's also a Deya in the Ran and the Ramban. And then maybe even the Rambam, Perak Beis Halach Yidal, Chavilchus Kalayim. Ubit Tosfas Piresh, and then the Ritva quotes the Tosfas that we saw. Dekula Kishloish Rishu. It's all about Shloish Rishu, but you know what the Chiddush is? Because they always, things always, grow. Elashini Tosfa Machmas Lachluchis Hakarka, Vihishbichu. Right? Because it grew. And then he quotes a question, Vakashalu Imkain, Heich Ein Bo Mishum Kalayim. If it grew a little bit, how could that not be kelayim? To have ma'avir atzitz nakuv bekerim im hosef aser. If I'm just passing through, that's not kavana lizria. If I'm just carrying, the Gemara says elsewhere, if I'm carrying or the Mishnah we'll get to later on in Perek Zion, if I'm carrying a flower pot with a hole on the bottom of it through a kerem, if I go slow enough and long enough, that the mosef aser avish loish rishu. Right? Even if it didn't have ashrasha. Okay, v'tirtzu, and the answer that's given in is that what's mutter is only if it's ba'aguda that we'll see later on in today's daf. Umistavra dekula b'shloish rishu, says the Ritva, what I think it's a case of loish rishu. V'gam loish bichu v'nitosu b'gufa, but it didn't get bigger. Elisha nafchu nefech ba'alma. It just expanded in volume. Ayidea luchis kamar. It didn't grow more, but it just expanded. V'kivan shezara naguda, kamashma neinchoshen afilu midrabanan, afilu b'nei maris ha'ayin. If it didn't get longer, but it just got fatter, so that's the Chiddush, says the Ritva, that even Kilayim, Meiser, and Shvius, which you might say, if there was no Ashrasha, then obviously it's not Asur. No, you might have said it's Asur Mishum Arisayin, because they got fatter. Kamash Valan, we don't say that. So, different day of Machlokas, we've shown him, Shabbos Daf Nun, about this issue of Hashrasha regarding the other halachas of the Mishnah. So, that was part one of the Mishnah. Again, if I'm tomein these vegetables in Baya Geffen, so then it's not a problem. And if the leaves are sticking out, it's even not a problem for Shabbos, so there's no issue of Muksa. Hazoreya chitav zorba acha acha. Second half of the Mishnah raises a kilayim. So what's the basis of kilay zorayim? Says the Tanakama, two seeds, one wheat and one barley. Zoreya chitav zorka achas. That's kilayim. Raises a kilayim according to the Tanakama. Rabbi Yuda Omer eino kilayim ache yushte chitim usaora. O chita ushte saorim. Either you need three seeds. Either two wheat and one barley. One wheat and two barley, ochita v'saora v'kusemes. Right, all of those three. You need three, or the Shini Neschos has another girsa ubilvachi u'shlosha. Right, according to this girsa, you have to have at least three. Why? Why do you have a need at least three? So explains the Mara. Fold up based on the Gemara's elsewhere. Dichziv, second wide line. Sad chalos isra kelayim. What's the pasuk in Vayikra? Your field, you should not plant kelayim. What's the definition of a field? So a field can't be barren. says the Marafolde in this context. V'sade blows ria klalo mikri sade. That's not called a field. Imkein hachi ka'amar akasa. This is what the pasuk means. Don't plant kilayim. Kilayim is always two things. In your field, which at least has to have one thing already. That's three. Lo sizra kilayim bahade sadcha shenizra kfar. Don't plant kilayim, which is at least two seeds. You need two seeds to be a mixture. In your field, has to be at least one seed. Shenizra kfar. Don't do that. That's how he gets three, according to Rabbi Yehuda. V'chein, or similar, lo sizra kilayim bahade karmacha. V'lo mechayev kilayim bekeremach. She is rachitas or v'charetzan. We'll see that later, that kilayim bekerem might require two others besides the kerem. And v'rabbanan, that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. V'rabbanan tzvir lei, the rabbanan, the Tanakam, obviously holds you don't need this. De'ikri sade avavishen is ruachlal. It's called a field even though it is not planted in at all. Even if it's barren, it's still your field. Field is physical field. Right, that's the therefore you would not need anything and just two in the mixture. Aval kerem odu chacham lo ikri achi yizra tchita sar v'chatzim polos yad. Do chacham agree by kerem you need three at once. You need the charetzan, which is the gefen, plus two others. V'zor chita sar ka'achas chayv mishum kilai zra'im. But just two for one chita, one sar, the Tanakama would say that is good enough. That's a machlokas. Tanama, we all like the Tanakama. We all like even two is us. Good. Says the Gemara, Machlokes Amoraim, Chizkiya Amar, Lo Shonu El Lefes Ut Snonos. Chizkiya says our Mishnah is Dafka. Lefes and Snonos. It says Dafka turnips and radishes, assuming that's the translation. Why Dafka those two? Says the Gemara, Fold the Darkam Bekach. They're usually planted Lahatzman. People put these in the ground in order to keep cool. And that's why, if you do this, there's no marasayin issue, and it's clear that it's going to be mutter, because that's your kavana. Hashar devarim lo, but other things, other vegetables, that it's not normal to be ma'amin in the ground, that's asur, even though mixazal magulin, right? Even all the other factors are in place, still is going to be asur. The pshat that we just gave the marafold is darkam b'chach. What's the difference about lefes and snone? Because they're normally put in the ground lahatmin. There are the pshatim on the daf here. Why dafka? Those are different. They look at the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, she'enon mimaharin litzmoach. They don't grow so fast. That's part of why you put it in the ground, but they don't grow so fast, right? The Rasilio says they don't grow so wide. The ein sharshan mistaef u mistabech bisharshe ha'ilan kishar yarak. Right? They don't get mixed into the their neighbors so quickly. So therefore, either way, that's why it could all be connected. That's why it's the derech to do this. Hashar dvarim los. That's Chizkiya. Only deaf and snonos. Rabbi Yochanan amar lo shanya. He left as he snonos. He sharkal advarim. Rabbi Yochanan says there's no difference between the two. Good. So now we're going to try to go to the root of the case and then ultimately ask a question on Rabbi Yochanan. Mana kayamin. What exactly is the chiddush of the Mishnah? Look how Rav Chaim Kanievsky formulates this question. Mana kayamin. Ma ikar hachiddush deboy lashminan. What's the ikar chiddush that the Mishnah is trying to tell us? Bimasnis bimasisan. Lomar to bimiksas alam megulin mutter. To tell us that, well, if the leaves are sticking out, it's mutter. Is that the chiddush? Is teaching me dim ein miksas alam megulin aser. Or if the leaves are in megulas aser. I would have thought even if it's not megula, it's going to be mutter, right? But that's the chiddush. So is the chiddush that it's mutter if the leaves are sticking out, or it's aser if the leaves are not sticking out? As we'll see. So what's the chiddush? So e mishum zra'im bi'ilan. If the chiddush is zra'im bi'ilan, what does that mean? That if it's not megulin, then it's usur. Because if it's in the ground, even if you did it for hatmana purposes, we're worried that the vegetables, the yarakos, are going to penetrate into the gefen roots. So e mishum zra'im bi'ilan. The chiddush is that it's usur if you didn't leave any leaves out, so Amalei Gefen. Then what's the chiddush of this, the Yarakos, the Tzon and the Lefes are going to go into the Gefen roots, right? Afilu, skipping the next word, Afilu Sharkal Ha'ilanos, changing the Girsa, right? Even all trees. But if the issue is that these vegetables in the ground are going to penetrate and combine with the trees, and therefore it's Yarek B'ilan, so then why Dafka Gefen? Why is Gefen mentioned here. It should be any. So that's one side. And Mishum Shina Rotsa Bashra Shasan, and if the Chiddush is that you're allowed to be Matmin as long as your Kavana was not that it should take root, that's what this means. Mishum Shina Rotsa Bashra Shasan, the Chiddush is that since you don't want it to take root, you only want to be Matmin it. That's why it's going to be Mutter, Salam Ali Lefes and Snonos. Afilu Shark Oldram said, why mention these two vegetables? Anything. Anything, and it'll be even a bigger chiddush because the other things, even if they grow fast, and even if they, it's not the derech, but still, because you did it dafka to be matmin, it's gonna be mutter. So why dafka mention levitz and snonos? So that's the kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, right? Chizkiah says our mishnah is dafka levitz and snonos. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he says it's lav dafka. But one second, if it's Eino Rosa Bash Rosh Hashan, if that's the key, so why mention Lefes Zonos? It should be all of them. So, answers the Gemara, Min Ma Detani Rebbe Chiya. No. The reason that it's Mutter, really it should be Aser. And the reason, it should be Aser by all things. It is Aser by all things, like Rabbi Yochanan says. Why does it say Lefes and Snonos? Min Ma Detani Rebbe Chiya. Kegon Aguda Shol Lefes, Vi Aguda Shol Snonos. The Brisa says, for example, a bundle of lefes and snonos, meaning lefes and snonos are the classic vegetables that are put into the ground in bundles. So that's why the Mishnah says lefes and snonos, because you're allowed to put other vegetables in too. But it has to be like lefes and snonos. It has to be in the state of bundles, and therefore there's no issue of marasayin and no issue of zuria, because it's clearly only there for cooling purposes. Havi less taima dala. Dala stands for da ella. Havi less taima da. This reason ella, it must be because mishum she'ena rotsa bashra shason, right? Because you don't want the ashrasha, and as long as you have that kavana, it's going to be mutter. Must going to be mutter, and again, it only says lefes and snonos because those are usually the ones that are buried in bundles, and therefore that's what the Mishnah is telling us. That your kavana is crucial. Your kavana is crucial. See here, the kavana, as we'll get to, in many areas of halacha, the kavana plays a crucial role. Right, in Hilchos Shabbos, we'll get to this a little bit later. We have the concept of psikresha. Psikresha of even if your kavana is to do something else, if it's automatically going to happen, then what's usher is the mitzius. Your kavana definitely plays a role, but sometimes, psikresha means it's going to be usher anyway, either because, big lumdus, Rabbi Chanan has these two ideas. Either, let's say, Hilchos Shabbos, Psik Resha, the example is that you go out to your backyard to get a toy for your child and cut off the head of the chicken's going to die, even though my kavana is only to bring a toy to my child, not to kill the chicken, but that's the malach of Shechita. So Psik Resha v'lo Yamus. So there are two understandings, at least to understand Psik Resha. Why is Psik Resha Chayiv? It's also Chayiv Daraisa, even though I don't have kavana for it. I'm doing act A, which is vada going to cause result B. So why is that usher? So either because it's ki'ilu yad kavana, right? If A is for sure going to cause B, vadai, so you can't say you didn't have kavana for B. It's vadai going to be caused. Ki'ilu is kavain. What do I say? No, it's not ki'ilu is kavain. But you don't need kavana for both. As long as you have kavana for A, and A is mitzuref to B, maybe it's defined as one big maisa. Or connected ma'isim, and kavana for one is enough, then kavana for the other, and there are enough gemeinas between those two formulations. But psik resha is not just in Hilchos Shabbos. Right, psik resha comes up, the Gemara discusses it in Hilchos Nazir. Right, if I'm going to comb my hair and I'm a Nazir, then hair is going to come out. If I comb it in the normal way, that's vadai, and I'm going to be violating this daraisa. I only have kavana to groom. I only have kavana to comb my hair. I don't have kavana to do anything more than that. So why should it be usher? It doesn't matter. Psik resha is still going to be usher. But as we see from our Mishnah in our Gemara, psik resha doesn't always apply. Meaning, not in all areas of halacha. Some areas of halacha, the kavana is crucial. Also, part of the definition. Even in Hilchos Shabbos, you have some. But for sure, outside of Hilchos Shabbos, see here too. If you just put it into the ground, even though, right, it says, Eino Rotsa Bash Rosh Hashan. So it doesn't matter which vegetables it are. It says the two. Why? Because it's in a bundle. It's clear that you don't want it. So even if there's zriya, a little bit of zriya that takes place, or ashrasha that takes place, so it's not going to be us. Okay. Nital on Shabbos. And it is nital on Shabbos. This was with the leaves just sticking out. Then it gets to be moved on Shabbos. Says the Gemara Tani, a similar brisa. And this brisa is quoted in Shabbos and the Bavli, Daf Kuf Chav Gimel, where the Rishonim discuss it, as we will see. Tani, similar cases. Piga shetamna b'tevin. If somebody has an unripe fig that you put it into straw, because that somehow is going to make it more get ripe quicker. And we're talking about muksa straw. Mara Folda, second to last skinny line. Ubeteven shal muksa ayri. We're talking about muksa straw. Shohuksa latit. You're going to use it for cement. You're going to crush up the straw. So it's muksa machmas gufo. So if I put the fig in muksa straw, v'charara shetamna begechalim, and I put a little cookie, a little dough of a cookie, into coals because I want it to get cooked. So then, how do I get it out? Right, same kind of idea. So as long as it's a little bit is sticking out before, so that I can pick it up on Shabbos, because then again I'm going to do tiltum and atzad. Letzarach davar hamutter is going to be mutter, right? Because I'm not touching the muksa directly, and I'm only interested in touching the non muksa item, even though that's going to cause muksa to move. That is tiltum and atzad letzarach davar hamutter, which is mutter. V'im lavi nitalam b'Shabbos, but if it's totally swallowed up in the coals or in the tevin, there's no way for me to get there without directly touching the muksas, therefore it's going to be a problem. The Mara Folda, based on the Rishonim, say that it must also, we're talking about gecholim here, it must be the gecholim are no longer lit by the time you want to move them. Right, there's a Tosas Rid quotes a Deya in Shabbos Kuf Chav Gimel, of even if it's still a little flickering, because that's not your kavana. Nearly, the Tosafot Rid has a line. Avag abdulo kabu, even if they're not extinguished later on Shabbos, ain't by melis or muksa. The only issue is muksa. Vilav mishum havara. It's not a problem of lighting. Dulo mikri havara el kshemaver shal heves. Only a flame, not coals. Hilkach, bain kabu, bain lo kabu, mutal ataltal, vahein nin aros me alehen. Therefore, even if it is lo kabu, you can be metaltal. The Tosafot himself says, no way. Vilohi, no, not true. And the other Rishonim also, the Mara Folda here says, with Dafka talking about omemos, talking about coals that are just no longer smoldering, they're just hot. But bein ashmashos hayubaros, they used to be muksa, viniskatz ulukulioma. Right, the coals themselves are muksa, even though they're not lit anymore, because that's the principle of migu diskatsoi. Migu diskatsoi, if something is muksa when Shabbos starts, it's muksa forever. Something can become muksa on Shabbos, but they can't unmuksa on Shabbos if it's real muksa. Unless you have what's called yoshiva matzapeh, something is soaking wet, and yet, or the grogorus is on the roof, you know, by tomorrow morning they're going to be dried out and edible. But the Mara Folda says, it must be these coals are no longer lit, but ben ashmashes they will lit. Avali hashtanamim bo'eres, if they're still lit now, then you can't move a coal, because maybe it's causing it to go light more, light less. Havali maver ho'el yonos u'machabe atachtonos kishem mehapech. Right, that's Rashi there in Erev and Daf Ayin Zayin, or Shabbos Kuf Chav Gimel, where this is quoted. So again, if you put the figs into the tevin or the dough into the coals, so as long as some of it's sticking out, it is okay. Rebbe Elazar ben Tadai, Omer, Elazar ben Tadai has a different shot, even more lakuba. Benkach uvenkach, even if it's stuck in the middle, you have a way to not move the muksa directly. Tochiv b'shvod, those besakev an old one. Stick a toothpick, or stick a knife, stick a some type of spit inside the coals, and you could poke the Dvar Heter, and still get it. That's also okay. That's also not called directly touching the muksa. Tanakama must think that no, when you stick that in, it's gonna move the muksa items. But Va'asya, Rebbelezer ben Tadai, Rebbe Shimon, and Rebbelezer ben Tadai, who allows you to stick this spit or knife in, follows Rebbe Shimon. Ditanya, lo yagur adam, famous Rebbe Shimon. But it just, we're not used to the way he says it here, but this is what's quoted. Gorer Adam, Kisimita Vesafsal, remember in Shabbos? So, Lo Yagor, a person shouldn't drag Adam as a Kisim, Vesimita Vesa Katedra. A person should not drag a chair, a bed, an easy chair, over the soft earth on Shabbos, Vneshu Osachritz, because he is making a chritz, he'll be making a ridge, a ditch. Rabbi Shimon Matir, Rabbi Shimon is Matir for him to do that, so that is Rabbi Shimon holding that the Rabbi Shimon sheet of Davar Shimon Miskaven. If I do something on Shabbos which may or may not cause a malacha to occur, so that is mutter against Rabbi Yehuda. So that Rabbi Shimon is basically Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai. Is that a Davar Shimon Miskaven? Davar Shimon Miskaven means it may or may not move. So maybe that's what he means. If you stick the toothpick in, maybe it's going to move the coals. Maybe it won't move the coals. Right? Maybe that's one way to understand. That's the pashup shot, but you might say that this is a psikresha. How could you call this a davar shein miskaven? So some achronim say that according to the Yerushalmi, psik resha delo ichpas leh is called a davar shein miskaven. Right, there's a discussion. Rabbi Kiva Eger and Shabbos discusses psik resha delo nichaleh, psik resha delo ichpas leh, that I don't want the result or I don't care about the result. Is there a difference between the two? But that's within the world of psik resha. But here, Rabbi Shimon is usually the case of davar shein miskaven. You don't know if it's going to occur or not. And here it seems pretty clear. You know exactly. Okay, it's a discussion why, if this is exactly a case of Davar Shein Miskaven, or the Yerushalmi is assuming Segresha Deloich Paslei has the status of Davar She'eino, Davar Shein Miskaven. The Rishonim there also discuss, what about the discussion of Basus L'Davar Haaser? If I have a Dvar Muksa on top of a Dvar Heter, and the Dvar Heter is forming a base for the Dvar Muksa, isn't that called, it's called a Basus L'Davar Haaser? If I have a drawer that only has Muksa stuff in it, I can't move that drawer. The drawer is a Dvar Heter, but it's a Basus L'Davar Haaser. So here, aren't the coals, right, there, isn't this a Basus? You have the fig inside, but on top of the fig is Tevin. You have the cookie inside, but on top of the cookie are coals. Isn't that a problem of Basus? So some say, yeah, look at Tosas and Shabbos, Kuf Chav Gimel, it must be that you had kavana when you put it there to take it off on Shabbos. Basis is only if heiniach, if you left it there for all of Shabbos. But if you had kavana to take it off on Shabbos, or the Meiri quotes shachach, you forgot it there, you meant to take it out before Shabbos, then that wouldn't be a problem. But the Meiri also there in Shabbos Kol Chav Gimel quotes, basis don't look at the physical, what's on top, what's on the bottom. Look at what's servicing what. Here the fig is not servicing the straw. The straw is servicing the fig. The fig is what's chashuv. The coals are servicing the cookie. So that's not a basis of davar ha'asur. Basis is if the dvar heter is servicing the dvar iser, and the dvar iser is on top. But here it's not that. Here the ikar is what's underneath. So that doesn't make basis. Okay, davar shein miskaven is a huge topic. Hopefully we'll get back to it at a certain point in the future. Okay, we'll stop here.